Hello.
Hello, this is Willie returning your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
This is about a survey for a drill set, and how come it says free, and then the next thing you know, it went from $1 shipping to $7.95.
Yeah, so give me some information. We can take a look at your account. What is your zip code, please?
37760.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Thomas Wire, Wyre. And I can't stand giving out my credit card number to a bunch of different sites.
Yes, sir. Definitely understand. Now, it looks like we have a couple of different attempts, but there were none made and all were declined.
Right.
Okay, so
They were
what information did you need, sir?
declined on your end, or they were declined on my end?
Yes, sir, they were all declined. So, I mean, what did you need help with today?
Well, it said for a free drill set.
No, sir. Under the terms and conditions of that offer, was the $7.95 was an enter and you were entered into a sweepstakes to possibly win that drill set. And when you clicked on that little box for the terms and conditions, that's where all the terms and conditions were about everything that we were offering. But none
Yeah,
of
and it
those
said
have been.
$39 a month. I said, what?
Yes, sir. You weren't
$39
billed.
a month?
Yes, sir. You haven't been billed anything whatsoever.
Well, I don't want to be billed with anybody, and I want to get off of that survey thing now, because every time it says free, it's always a catch right at the end. They want my debit card, credit card. I'm like, I'm not giving it out to all these people, and it's like a scam to get my credit card number. And then they sell my information out. And I understand that because that's how you guys make money. But the same thing is, I don't want to get ripped off, with all these hidden fees and stuff when it says free. Take a survey. It's only $1 for shipping. And then all of a sudden I see $59.95 a month. What? I can buy my own drill for that.
Yes, sir.
So,
But n
and
nothing
I'm
has
going
been
to
billed to you, sir, and you don't have an account because nothing was billed to you, so.
Okay, that's fine, because I just want to make sure I just, if you can put me in there, just stop sending me your surveys, because I'm getting tired of stupid phone calls.
Okay, sir. No problem. Thanks for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You guys work with the whole system with all of that, right?
The whole system of what, sir?
Oh, the surveys and what they're trying to do.
And sir, what we do is we offer products to customers that want them, sir. And sometimes people don't want them. And I understand your position. You don't. It's not a good deal for you, but it is. In fact, it is a good deal, but just not maybe for you.
Right, because like I said, I was a heavy equipment mechanic, and I just gave away $40,000 worth of tools to my son. And me and him ain't talking now. Imagine that, So now I don't have any tools for me, because I can still use them, but I'm not buying them.
Yeah.
I've already had bought them. I bought 40 grand worth, so, but I just thought of this. I get this for free, like they said, just $1 for shipping. And that's one thing, but as soon as you give me information, they throw other things out there, and that's what I don't like. Once they got your information, you're stuck, and I don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, so definitely understand.
Yeah, because I'm on disability, so it's like I can't afford, anything like that.
Yeah,
So
sir,
if you.
definitely understand.
If you can put me on there, don't call list or whatever. Don't, for surveys, that'd be great. I mean, it looks like a good deal when you first look at it. Then you start getting into it, and they get your information. It ain't a good deal no more.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, but yeah, if you can just put me on a no call list, it'd be great.
All right, no problem at all, sir. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks for calling customer support.
Yeah, nice weekend. You stay safe, man.
You too.
All right.
Because
That virus is still out there. My non-believing buddies, man. He just got COVID. Went in the hospital yesterday, right? And he's in the emergency room. He passed out. He fell flat on his face. He got 18 stitches in his jaw. His jaw, his gum went through his lip. That's how hard he hit. And lucky he didn't have his dentures in. Otherwise, it would have hurt him really bad. But, yeah, now he's got 18 stitches in his jaw, you know, from the inside out. So, but he's one of these non-believers, you know. The non-believers are the ones that are getting everybody else sick, you know. So,
yes, sir.
But anyway, thank you for responding to my call, okay? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You enjoy your holiday season, too. Thanks for calling customer support.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Bye.
Bye-bye.